I'm holding him on the line. Shibby Allen's joining us from Kaiakura down there in Te Waipounamu. Welcome, Shibby.
Kia ora.
I'm so sorry for that very long-winded introduction. But I just when I got a platform, I just can't help myself. I just wish somebody would fund me some fat drugs.
Yeah, well, I wish we all had that.
Because I tell you, at my age, the abs have gone. Well, to be fair, the abs never started. And you know, you look at that bike you bought from the Wadi Whare, and you think to yourself, it's a great decoration, but I've never actually felt the sensation of riding it.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, I mean, you buy all the tools and gadgets that you need to lose weight and to help motivate your children, but they'd rather pay money to go to the gym.
Well, talking about, sorry, now I know we're not meant to be talking about this, but since you mentioned gym card, I have had a gym card in my wallet for more than a decade, not because I've ever been there, but because it just makes me feel good every time I look in the side pocket and say, oh, look, I'm a member of a gym. I feel good about myself today.
Yeah, well, that's a little motivation, you know, to move you forward, and anything like that is helpful for your own self-esteem as well.
Well, that's right. It doesn't help that I'm in the line at the KFC while I'm doing it. Hey, a state of emergency is remaining in place, I believe, in Kaiakura. The rain has been horrendous. There's been flooding, river breaches, evacuations, widespread damage to roads, bridges, and other critical infrastructure. And Takahanga Marae, serving as a key evacuation and support centre for affected residents, has once again opened its doors. What's the experience been for you fellas down there in the last 24 to 48 hours?
I think the positive thing about a marae is this is a normal thing for us to cater and host large whānau and large gatherings. So the whānau that have been supporting us are Te Tai o Marakura, our health and social service. And, you know, we've had a lot of whānau come and help and cook, and our main cook has been Simon Taylor. So all the beautiful kai that we've been putting out there has come from that great man there.
But, wow.
We've had support from the hospital yesterday with mental health and things like that to come and talk to local residents. But I think from here, the rain is still bucketing down right now. It's just waiting to move into that recovery, where to from here, and our health and social service on the marae Te Tai or Marakura will kick in and start catering for those locals that we hosted up here.
Is this the worst that you've seen it in terms of flooding?
I've had mixed feelings from a lot of locals that we had up here. Some say that it is worse, and that is because it hasn't just come from the 93 flood where the bank had bursted. These floods coming from other areas and flooding other areas of the township. And so those people there that have been affected have actually said it is worse, and other people are saying that it's not as worse as the 93 flood. But I mean, if the bank did burst, it would be worse, because not only are we getting affected by the new areas that are flooding, but then those banks bursting and possibly running through town again.
It seems to me that a lot of New Zealanders think that Kaiakura, because it's on the coast, aren't affected by floods. But I was having this weird conversation with somebody last night as I was, you know, yelling and screaming at the TV for the Blues, that, well, actually, you know, where do you think all these rivers flow into? They flow down the wherever they flow from, they flow down into, through these coastal towns and cities, into the sea. I mean, it stands to reason that, of course, Kaiakura is at risk of floods, much more so potentially than other cities and towns in Aotearoa, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Kaiakura has a lot of areas that are in flood zones, and you wouldn't think it would be flooded, but, you know, you go to some of the areas and some of the farms and you try and put a shovel in there and it's riverbed. It looks like there's grass growing and it looks beautiful, but when you try and put a shovel in it, you're hitting rock. So, you know, when these floods that happen, I believe, you know, they're flowing in a natural path that they may have done hundreds of years ago.
But I guess
and
that's
so it's normal natural path.
Well, that's right. We've kind of like manipulated. Not, I hate to use the word manipulated, but we've manipulated the river system to the extent that where there are stop banks, there are these man-made infrastructure in place, and all the river's attempting to do, I guess, is follow its normal natural water course.
Yes, exactly. And having these man-made diversions. You know, we can only do the best that we can. But if the Awa wants to travel down the path that it used to, it's going to, and nothing can stop it.
Well, that's right. Because I mean, I think the Buller River is most of them have got Pākehā names. The Buller River, I remember the Hutt River flowing through past the Akatalawa River up there in Wellington, where I come from. I mean, it seems to me that these are increasing in the frequency in terms of flood events. What are some of the immediate needs of people that have been evacuated? I mean, it seems that many haven't been evacuated because their homes or their whares haven't been inundated or flooded. I mean, it's what sort of needs are you seeing for whānau that are stepping through the marae?
I guess it's quite tricky to put anything on the finger because at the time when they come here, they're unsure. Mm. They're unsure on whether or not they have a whare to go back to. They're unsure on whether or not what's salvageable. They're more curious around wanting to get back to see if anything is salvageable or if their whare is fine and okay. You know, at the moment, majority of the people that we had here over the last couple of days, once the road opened last night, a lot of them had left. So the numbers we got here at the moment, we only got about six to 10 people here, and they'll be leaving this morning because that road's open again. So, you know, we're very fortunate that our marae any marae is there to cater for all our communities and those that are in need that are stuck in stranded.
Because I guess stranded is actually a really good point because we're not just dealing with locals, we're dealing with tourists, we're dealing with those who just might have been caught out, day trippers and Tamir, right?
Aye. And, you know, we had people that come in off the bus that was heading down or heading north. And when the road closed, when the road was about to close, the bus got told they had to leave, and they left, and there were bags still on the bus from these people that we had on the marae here, they had nothing.
Oh, well. I mean, I did see a story of somebody who was searching for their backpack because they had their passport in it, and they had to get to Christchurch Airport to get the plane to Auckland to go home overseas, which I thought, oh, you poor buggers. Oh, man. Hey, and of course, we're talking about rivers like the Kahutala River, the Kōwhai River. I mean, I've seen some of the footage from the Kōwhai River. It's astounding. And, of course, Hapuku, correct?
The Hapuku is, and that's a big, wide river. Mm. I've never seen the Hapuku River pumping and flowing like that. The Kōwhai has been bank to bank as well, and that was quite high. And the Kahutara, obviously, you would have seen the footage of it just being under the train bridge there. Mm. So I think at the moment, the council have people coming in and looking at all the bridges before they let anyone sort of travel through. So opening up the road yesterday to head north, they wouldn't have done that if they were 100% sure that it was safe.
I mean, just with the Corfe River, I'm astounded by that because I've actually fished the Corfe River, haven't caught anything, of course. I just wanted to look like a man, and I must admit I've never seen it. I haven't seen anything like it before in my life.
No, I haven't seen the river pumping like that for a very long time either. I mean, it was really literally bank to bank, and I think it even gouged out and made the bank to bank a little wider.
Yeah.
But some locals say that they have seen it worse, so that must have been before my time.
And I think that was, coming back to the point you were making before, that seemed to me carving out those banks was the river reclaiming its natural water course. Well, I'd like to think that anyway.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, you can drive 5K up the riverbed or inland, which is uphill, and that all that area on either side, maybe going 5K either side of the riverbed, is still riverbed. Mm. So that's what I'm talking about. You can put a shovel in the ground 5K from the riverbed and you're still hitting bedrock. So that's why I'm saying is that, you know, the river will flow where it wants to because these are natural paths that it may have been flowing through hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, this one's going to be a difficult one because I get that we're probably also going to be seeing an increasing frequency of these sorts of weather events as well. Hey, all the best to you and the whānau down there at the marae, and hopefully you can continue. Pardon me, I'm going to sneeze. I hope that you're able to do everything you do. I think you're amazing. And who knows, hopefully when the Corfe River comes down and I come fishing again, I can pop in and say kia ora to all of you. Hey, thank you very much for joining us, Stewie. Really appreciate it.
Ka pai. I just want a shout out to all the whānau that supported and come up to the marae, our house service, the Tai O Marakura, our civil defence po that we have on the marae here, to allow all of this to happen, and of course Te Runanga o Kaikoura. So,
no, absolutely. No, big shout out to them too. Hey, all the best and happy matariki.
Happy matariki. Happy te.
Okay, you whānau. No, I wasn't going to sneeze. I had a bit of a tear in my eye for that one because I know the work that they do down there at that marae. I've been lucky enough to have been welcomed onto that marae some years ago now because obviously I'm getting old in the tooth. But the work of our marae right across Aotearoa at times of crisis is incredible. We are likely to see an increasing frequency of these sorts of state of emergencies, if you like, flooding, increasing weather events. And it's always good to know that not only our marae, but our community centres and halls and these organisations right across our little country stand ready to step in and support when they can. The pots go on, the kettles go on, the tea bags come out of those boxes, and organisations are stepping in, including the local hospital, who obviously have stepped in with helping with kai, helping with support, mental health support, all of those sorts of things. Because just as we are going through an event, the challenge becomes what happens after the event is over. And we saw in the floods and the storm cyclone Gabriel, the psychosocial response that was required, if you like, for people's mental health and well-being as they returned and they discovered their homes were no longer as they left them. Loved ones were displaced, including their little fur babies and tamia, tamia, tamia. So a lot of work to do. So ka pai and kia ora to all of our whānau down there.